Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2616, 7 Tips for Living on an Inconsistent Income by Mark with MadMoneyMonster.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Welcome back to Optimal Finance Daily, where I'm here with you each and every day to read from some of the world's best finance blogs. So with that, let's get right to today's article as we optimize your life. 7 Tips for Living on an Inconsistent Income by Mark with MadMoneyMonster.com. Most of the personal finance and money management advice that's available online assumes that you have a consistent income that stays the same or has only small variations. If you're like me and you have an income with big swings, you may have frustration from trying to apply advice that isn't well suited to your situation. When you have an income with large peaks and valleys, budgeting can be hard, and figuring out your savings rate is virtually impossible because it keeps changing. I've been blessed to be able to work from home since 2008. Since then, I've been self-employed, managing my own websites and blogs. While it's been an awesome experience, the lack of a consistent and predictable income has required some adjustments. When I first left my full-time salaried job in 2008, my wife still had a full-time job with a consistent income. But for the past 6 years, she's been a stay-at-home mom. We went from being dual income with no kids to single income with kids, and that single income is inconsistent. My wife and I have learned from trial and error, and in this article, I'd like to share some tips that may help you if you're in a similar situation. Number 1, calculate your average monthly income. First, you should try to get an understanding of your average monthly income. You can add up the income from the past 12 months and then divide the total by 12 to get the most accurate up-to-date number. Of course, you can't count on your income reaching this level every month, but it provides a good starting point for the next few tips. Number 2, base your budget or spending on a below average month. Now that you know your average monthly income, you can work to create a budget. My advice is to base your budget on an income that is a good bit below your average, just to be safe. Take a look at the worst months you've had in the past year. Keep these numbers in mind when you budget and try to keep the total budget close to the income from your worst months if possible. Even if you don't like budgets, taking a look at what a typical month should look like can be a good use of your time. It's also a good idea to know the bare minimum that you'll need to spend each month to pay your bills. This is just for necessities like your mortgage or rent, groceries, gas, utilities, insurance, and other expenses that you can't avoid. Of course, none of us want to live on the bare minimum, but knowing this number can help. You'll know what level of income you need each month to avoid dipping into savings or going into debt. Number 3, establish a normal level of living. This one has been the most critical for me and my wife. We have a very inconsistent income, but we don't allow that income to dictate how we live and how we spend our money. Our expenses and standard of living are basically the same, regardless of whether we're having our best month or our worst month. Since you've already calculated your average monthly income and created a budget based on below average income, if you maintain a normal level of living, you should be fine. Don't go wild and spend money like crazy when you have a good month. And if you do that, you won't need to panic and live like a pauper during your bad months. It can be very tempting to blow a lot of money when you're making a lot. It's okay to celebrate and enjoy your money, but keep it within reason. Remember that things will probably change and you'll need to prepare. Spending extravagantly at times can make it even harder to live on a lower income, and you'll really feel the impact of the fluctuations. But if you establish a normal level of living, you won't be on the same emotional roller coaster. Number 4, take advantage of the good times. When you have above average months, it's important to take advantage of the opportunity to save. Set aside as much as you can because you may need it later. Number 5, keep some of your savings liquid. With an income that's up and down, you'll probably need to access your savings at some point in order to pay your bills and cover living expenses. Be sure that you have enough money in accounts that are easy to access. My wife and I use high-yield savings and money market accounts to keep cash in case we need it. We can have that money transferred to our checking accounts in just a couple of days. Having an emergency fund is one of the most basic personal finance tips that you see a lot. But if you have an inconsistent income, you should consider having a larger-than-average emergency fund since you'll be more likely to need it. If you prefer, you can keep separate accounts for your emergency fund and for bills. My wife and I have an account that we use for paying bills when there isn't enough money coming in. This isn't a true emergency because we know it will happen at times, so we keep the two accounts separate. Number 6, have a fallback plan. Inconsistent income requires some adjustments with how you manage your money, but as long as you have enough good months, you can also sustain some bad months. But what happens if the bad months keep coming and things don't seem to turn around? I like to have a fallback plan that will allow me to make some money, even if it's not as much as I would like. For me, that fallback plan is freelancing. I used to do a good bit of freelance writing, and I know I could always go back to that if needed. I might not be able to make enough to cover all of our family's bills, but I could at least get close. It's a good idea to think about what you could do to make some money if you really needed to. Your backup plan could be anything from flipping things for profit to driving for Uber to working as a substitute teacher. Hopefully, you won't need to use your fallback plan, but it's good to have one just in case. And number 7, embrace it. Living with an inconsistent income brings some challenges, but there are also some positives. If you can embrace the positives and focus on the upside, it makes things much easier and less stressful. An inconsistent income usually means that you have the opportunity to make a good income in a short period of time. It can also be challenging, motivating, and fun. Those good months also give you great opportunities to save and get ahead faster than you could if you had the average job. Embrace it and see how it impacts your outlook. You just listened to the post titled 7 Tips for Living on an Inconsistent Income by Mark with MadMoneyMonster.com. And I'll be right back with my commentary. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. I thought this was good advice on how to manage an inconsistent and fluctuating income. I personally had a bit of an advantage when I made the switch to self-employment. I didn't make this move until I was financially stable. Self-employment and entrepreneurship is risky because your income moves from stable and predictable to more of a feast and famine type dynamic. If I made this change while I was living paycheck to paycheck, I think I would have crumbled under the stress. But I made this move after I was free of high interest debt, had a solid emergency fund, had FU money or peace out money for the polite among us. This just means I had a really strong cash cushion. And I had reached Coast Fi status, which essentially means I just front-loaded my retirement savings when I had a full-time consistent income. When it comes to my business, I only get paid once per year when I get a payout from Eventbrite for the ticket sales of the Economy Conference. While I don't need any of that money to pay for my personal expenses, I need to manage that income to run the business and pay the business expenses. And I never know how much that income is going to be. Having a strong cash cushion, monitoring my P&L regularly, and reforecasting my budget at least twice per year helps me manage my business financials. But that'll do it for today. Thank you for being here every day and listening. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.